Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said the greatest danger for most of us is not that our aim is too high and we miss it, but that our aim is too low and we reach it. We're happy to have this privilege of Bible meditations once more. We're always glad to be able to study from the Bible, and we hope that this proves profitable as we look into the Word of God together. We appreciate our listeners to Bible meditations. You mean so much to us, and we want you to know that our effort is only to do good, not to do anything that would in any way confuse or harm a person in regard to their salvation. All right, let's get back to our study, and we're talking about a statement that Paul made in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 2 and 3. Paul tells the brethren at Corinth that he's concerned about them, and he worries about them because he's afraid that Satan might beguile them and that they might be led away, even as Satan beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so their minds might be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The significant term that we're looking at in our study this week is the simplicity in Christ. I don't believe that God designed the matter of redemption in such a way that it would be hard to understand. I believe very plainly the Lord has made his will known to mankind so that a man can read his Bible. He can understand what the Bible says, and he doesn't have to have somebody tell him, who is more scholarly than he is, what the Bible says. There are some people who try to promote the idea that the average person can't read the Bible for himself, and so he must depend upon others to study more diligently than he does, and then to tell him what the Bible says to him. Well, that's indeed a dangerous situation, because it places my salvation in the hands of another individual, when I can study for myself and find out whether that person has led me in the right way. I wish I could tell you everybody who talks to you in religion knows what they're talking about, and will be leading you in the right way. But friends, I just can't say that. You remember the Lord warned in Matthew 7 and verse 15, "Beware of those who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves." There are some who would lead you in a direction other than the way the Lord would have you to go. Jesus warned about that and said, "Beware." Well, the way we can do that is by our own individual study of the Word of God. Pick up your Bible, study it frequently, and learn all you can about the will of God. The simplicity that we're talking about is the simplicity that has to do with the creed of the Church of Christ. When I say creed, I'm using the word as it's used in the Latin word, credo, I believe. And it simply says, this is a written statement of belief. Now, if I were talking to religious people in different religious bodies, they may come up with a number of different creed books that have been written by men through the years. They may tell me this is our creed, and they come up with those books that men have authored and written, and they say they are the written statements of belief in regard to what they believe from the Bible. Well, why wouldn't it be better if those who really believe in the Bible would just say, the Bible is our creed? What is written in the Bible is what governs our activities. We don't need another written statement of belief. Now, when I stick just with the Bible, I'm sticking with a book that came by inspiration of God. God inspired the Bible, and the Bible was given as God caused men of God to move or to write as the Holy Spirit gave them direction. That's not true of human creeds. Human creeds merely tend to divide people. The Bible unites people. if people will listen to the things that are recorded in it. So instead of saying we have a creed book and we have our Bible, it would be much better if we just simply said we have our Bible, because that's the simplicity of the organization of the way that the church does function. I don't have to go to the ideas of men to learn what the Lord wants me to do. In fact, there is warning in Matthew 15, verses 8 and 9. This people draweth nigh unto me with their mouths, honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching four doctrines, the commandments of men. You see, the doctrines and the commandments of men are vain. So when a person says, this is the part of the Bible that I believe, then he's certainly dividing inspiration and making a subjective attitude toward what is written in the Bible. Why would he not say, I believe all of the Bible, and I accept the things that are recorded in the Word of God? Well, that's the reason we have confusion and problems religiously today, because people have looked in a number of different directions. They have decided they only believe certain parts of the Bible, and so they use the Bible only in the way that is divided up by that particular religious group. Friends, the Bible is true. It came from God. It must be divided, no question about that. But it must be properly divided to lead us in the way of salvation. We don't have a complicated organization that gives us the part of the Bible that we're to believe and follow and practice, but we just simply have our Bible, and there is simplicity in that. Do you know that anybody can read his Bible and learn the way of redemption? He doesn't have to have some scholarly person say, well, I've read the Bible and this is what it means and this is what you must do. He simply needs to look for himself. How many times on Bible meditations have we urged you to study your Bible and to accept only those things that are in the Bible? Don't allow me or any other man to lead you in religion without being sure that what is being said is according to the Word of God. Paul wrote to the church of Thessalonica and commended them, because when they received the word, they received it not as the words of men, but as it is in truth the word of God, which effectually worketh also in them that believe. In other words, what he says is that they recognized the Bible is from God, and so they believed and treated the Bible in a way that it ought to be treated. There's a difference in the way we treat the words of men, and we must treat the Word of God. A person may give me advice and I listen to it, or I might reject it if I decide to do so. That's not the attitude I must have toward the Bible. If the Bible tells me something, I must accept it. And I am not at liberty to go through and say, well, I don't accept this part of the Bible. God didn't want the scheme of redemption to be so complicated and so hard that men would have difficulty in finding the way of redemption. He rather made it plain, made it clear, and you and I can read our Bibles and read the words that are recorded there that apply to our lives and make the application as we have the opportunity. Certainly, when we think about the simplicity that is in Christ, it comes immediately to our mind. There is simplicity in the Word of God being the only rule of faith and practice by those who are members of the Church of Christ. We appreciate being with you today. Hope you'll listen again tomorrow. Remember, it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.